Shalom Be'ezer Hashem learned Daf Tesvav Masechtas Makis. Some of the topics we learned about include the Machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish regarding the concept of Lav and Nitik Laseh in Loikin Olav. One does not get Malkus for a Lav that can be rectified with an Aseh. Rabbi Yechon holds, Kol Lois Aseh Shekad Ma'aseh Loikin Olav. If the Aseh can be fulfilled without transgressing the Lav, one does get Malkus for the Lav because Ein Zeh Nitik La Lav, the Aseh was not intended solely to rectify the Lav. While Rish Lakish holds, even if the asay can be fulfilled without transgressing the lav, one does not get malchus for the lav because this is also considered a lav and nitik lasay. And the machlik is Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish and how a lav and nitik lasay works. Rabbi Yechon holds bitloy v'loy bitloy. If one transgressed a lav and nitik lasay, he does not get malchus for the lav for as long as he does not eliminate the possibility of fulfilling the asay, even though he did not actually fulfill the asay. However, if he does eliminate the possibility of fulfilling the aseh, he does get malchus for the lav. While Rish Lakish holds kimoy b'loy kimoy, if one transgressed a lav and nitik laseh, he does not get malchus only if he actually fulfills the aseh. However, if he does not want to fulfill the aseh, he immediately gets malchus for the lav, even though he can still fulfill the aseh. The halacha of einis shegirish. If one seduces an unmarried nare, a 12-year-old girl, there's a mitzvah to say that he's obligated to marry her, as the pasuk states, v'loy siya li'isha. And there is a lav that he may not divorce her, as the pasuk states, lo yuchel l'shalcho kayamav. But if the Mianis did divorce her, it depends. Im Yisrael hu ma'chzeh b'ein aloike. If he was a Yisrael, he does not get malchus for the lav, because he can still fulfill the aseh and remarry her. Im kayin hu loike v'ein ma'chzeh. But if he was a kayin, he gets malchus for the lav, because he cannot fulfill the aseh, since a kayin is forbidden to marry a divorcee. The Gemara explains this halacha according to both Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish.